Hello.
Hello, Ms. Short, Patricia? This is Lawrence. We
Hi.
spoke yesterday. I'm sorry to bother you. I was just calling you back because I did want to give you your confirmation number. I have that for you now, and I just wanted to make sure I got that information for you.
Okay, let me get something to write on. Okay.
Okay, so let me pull up really quick. Before I do that, I do have to read a couple disclaimers, so just kind of bear with me. It's a little wordy here, but I will get to that
Okay.
as soon as fast as I can here. All right, so first one I got here. Now, this obviously isn't going to charge you anything. Some people do get deducted from their Social Security, but I just want to state that Social Security must approve this deduction. You'll receive a monthly bill until approval is received. This Social Security deduction may take 2 or more months to begin after Social Security approves the deduction. In most cases, if Social Security accepts your request for automatic deduction, the first deduction from your Social Security check will include all premiums due from your enrollment effective date up until withholding points begins. If Social Security does not approve your request for automatic deduction, your plan will send you a paper bill for your monthly premiums. Okay. That doesn't really
And
apply to you, but
what would that be? What would that be?
you don't have a premium. It's a $0 premium.
Oh,
Some people
okay.
do, yeah. Some people do have deductions from this, but you don't. So I just had to,
Okay.
I have to read that for everybody. Just wanted to make sure I got that. All right. I'll get you out of here in just a minute. I do have to read this just a little bit, and then I'll get that confirmation number, and then you can go back to your day. Thank you for taking the call.
Okay.
All right, so just bear with me here. A lot of this is just kind of jargon here, so I'm just going to power through this as quick as I can. If you do need me to stop or slow down, let me know, okay? But I'm just going to try to get through this
Okay.
as quick as possible here. All right, by completing this enrollment form, I agree to the following. If I'm enrolling in a Medicare Advantage health plan that has a contract with the federal government, I must keep my hospital Part A and B to stay in WellCare. I must continue to pay my Medicare Part B premium. It is my responsibility to inform WellCare of any prescription drug coverage that I have or may get in the future. I understand that I don't have Medicare prescription drug coverage or credible prescription coverage as good as Medicare, as I may have to pay a late enrollment penalty if I enroll in a Medicare prescription coverage in the future. With few exceptions, I can only be in one Medicare Advantage plan or Medicare plan prescription drug plan at a time. I understand that my enrollment in my selected plan may end my enrollment in another Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan. Enrollment in my selected plan is generally good for the entire year. I understand that when my WellCare coverage begins, I must get all my medical and prescription benefits from WellCare benefits and services provided by WellCare and contained in my evidence of coverage document, also known as a member contract or subscriber agreement, will be covered. Neither Medicare or WellCare will pay for benefits or services that are not covered. I will abide by the rules of my evidence of coverage. Once I am a member of WellCare, I have the right to appeal decisions and about payment or services if I disagree. This WellCare plan serves a specific service area. If I move out of that area that my selected plan serves, I need to notify WellCare so I can disenroll and find a new plan in my area. I understand that Medicare beneficiaries are not generally covered under Medicare while out of the country, except for limited coverage near U.S. borders. Once WellCare has received my enrollment form, I may get a verification letter to make sure that I understand how my plan works and confirm my intent to enroll. This is not a secondary plan to Medicare Part A and B. WellCare pays instead of Medicare and are responsible for the amounts that WellCare doesn't cover, such as co-payments and co-insurance. Medicare Parts A and B won't pay for my health care while I'm enrolled in WellCare. Effect on my current coverage, if you are currently enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, your current Medicare Advantage health care coverage will end once your new Medicare Advantage coverage starts. If you have TRICARE, your coverage may be affected once your Medicare Advantage coverage starts. Please contact TRICARE for more information. If you have Medigap plan, once your Medicare Advantage coverage starts, you may want to drop your Medigap policy because you'll be paying for coverage you cannot use. Your response to this form is voluntary. However, failure to respond may affect the enrollment in your plan. Privacy statement. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services collects information for Medicare plans to track beneficiaries' enrollment, Medicare Advantage plans, improve, and payment for Medicare benefits such as 1851, the Social Security Act, 42 CFR, 42250, and 42260 authorize the collection of information from CMS may use to disclose exchange enrollment data for Medicare beneficiaries as a system in the records of notice, Medicare prescription drug. System numbers 970-0588. I understand that I'm enrolling in WellCare Advantage plan and not a Medicare supplement, Medigap, Medicare Select, or Medicaid plan. This information on this enrollment is correct to the best of my knowledge. I understand that if I intentionally provide false information, I will be disenrolled. To cancel my plan, I can call the plan provider prior to the effective date and additional information in the provided in the plan's enrollment letter, which I'll be receiving soon. You can file a complaint if you have concerns about the quality of care or other services you get from a Medicare provider or about your Medicare plan. How to file a complaint depends on what your complaint is about. For help filing a complaint, visit Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE or contact your local state and assistance program for free personalized help. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for going through that. I got to read that every day, so it's a little
Goodness. So will I get something in the mail?
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of give you the last little bit of closing information. Yeah, in a second here, I'm gonna pull up your I'm gonna pull up your enrollment code or your enrollment code
to give you
confirmation number. Yeah.
Okay.
While that's loading here, yeah, let me give you some little bit of information. So yeah, you'll be receiving all this packet in the mail. It takes about 5 to 7 business days to reach you. Like I said, you'll be having one of our customer service reps probably reach out tomorrow or the next day just to confirm your call went okay with everything. And then from there, Mrs. Swart, they're going to call you back in about a week or two just to make sure you got everything mailed out to you, okay? So you'll get 2 calls from us. Like I said, if you see a call and you don't want to answer it, you think it's spam, we completely understand. We'll leave you a voicemail just so you know that we reached out. And if you do want to reach back, we'll have our contact information in that voicemail as well, okay, if you have any further questions. But other than that, I do have your enrollment code, so let me know when you're ready for that.
I am ready.
Okay, it's going to be a series of letters and numbers, so I'm going to go nice and slow here. It's 5, B as in boy, the number 2, W, P as in Paul, T as in Tom, Q as in Quincy, B as in boy, the number 1, and S as in Sam.
Okay.
All right, so that's your enrollment code. I don't know if I left you with the numbers yesterday when I spoke to you. I can give you some contact numbers if you want that. I can give you that as well.
Well, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so if you want to get a hold of your provider, that number is 833-444-9089.
Okay.
That's your WellCare number. And my phone number and we're MegaCare Insurance, and our phone number is
888-221-5543. Okay.
All right. Other than that, you are all set. I really do appreciate you, taking the time to answer the call. So other than that, if you have any other questions, definitely feel free to reach out. But you are good to go for the rest of the day. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Ms. Short. I appreciate you. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Certainly. Bye-bye.